Iraq's Ministry of Interior is the country's largest single employer. The hundreds of thousands of police it has hired over the past few years have helped restore a measure of stability to the war-torn country. But due to the recent downturn in oil prices, Iraq is now strapped for cash, and the ministry has been forced to freeze all hiring. As NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad, that's left many young Iraqis with few job prospects.
20-year-old Ibrahim Sa'ad has been waiting to marry his childhood sweetheart for 7 years now. They fell in love as teenagers, just before the U.S.-led invasion. When they were finally old enough to marry, they had to wait because of the terrible violence that had erupted in Baghdad. Finally, 3 months ago, they were formally engaged. Ibrahim was in line for a job with the police, which would have enabled him to support his wife.
But I am still waiting. Every day I go and they say to come back next week. I've only been given promises.
He says after Iraq's civil war, he hoped things would get better, but the dire economic situation here has done what the sectarian bloodletting did not. Ibrahim says his fiancée's family has put the marriage on hold until he can get a job. UN statistics put general unemployment here at 18%, but a recent UN study asserts for young men between the ages of 15 and 29, the rate is at a staggering 28%. Other than with the security services, Ibrahim says there are few legal job opportunities for young military-age men.
That's why young guys go and take money from Al-Qaeda. You get paid $100 to plant a roadside bomb. If they don't have money to survive, they will do that.
This is still a state-run economy. Some 60% of Iraqi workers are employed by the government, and for most young Iraqi men, the easiest place to find a job is with the police. The government hiring freeze, though, has highlighted how dire the economic situation here has become for many entering the workforce. And it's not only individual Iraqis who are being affected by the financial downturn. Despite America's own economic troubles, the U.S. is spending $1.2 billion this year, supplementing the Ministry of Interior's budget.
Yeah, there are critical items like pistols, rifles, helmets, body armor, communications that we have purchased for them.
Major General Mike Milano is in charge of training Iraq's police force. According to newly released Government of Iraq budget figures, 95% of the ministry budget is being spent on salaries. So the U.S. money is critical to keeping the ministry afloat.
You know, in our case, we're using our Iraqi security force funds to help the ministry complement where it intends on spending its budget. We're building police stations, for example. We're buying some equipment for them, and it's based on some very close collaboration with the ministry in terms of what their priorities are.
As long as the price of oil stays low, the ministry simply cannot afford to hire more people. 18-year-old Samer Shakar has paid $700 in bribes so far to get a job with the police. Because jobs are so scarce, the bribe police officials are asking now has doubled. Samer's family has gone into debt to try and secure him a position, and they have no more money to give him. He says he and his friends are all in the same position.
We only sit around and do nothing for 24 hours a day. We smoke, we talk, and we hang out in the streets.
Samer says the other day they were trying to come up with money-making schemes. One of his friends said he was willing to sell a kidney. If the situation gets any worse, he quips, people will probably start to eat each other. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.